بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأحاديث في طاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واتباعه واتباع خلفائه رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين. وأخرج البخاري عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال: جاءت ملائكة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو نائم، فقال بعضهم إنه نائم، فقال بعضهم إن العين نائمة والقلب يقظان، فقالوا إن لصاحبكم هذا مثلا فاضربوا له مثلا، فقال بعضهم إنه نائم، وقال بعضهم إن العين نائمة والقلب يقظان، فقالوا مثله كمثل رجل بنى دارا وجعل فيها مأدبة وبعث داعيا، فمن أجاب الداعي دخل الدار وأكل من المأدبة، ومن لم يجب الداعي لم يدخل الدار ولم يأكل من المأدبة. فقالوا أولوها له يفقهها، فقال بعضهم إنه نائم، وقال بعضهم إن العين نائمة والقلب يقظان. فقالوا الدار الجنة والداعي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فمن أطاع محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد أطاع الله، ومن عصى محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد عصى الله، ومحمد فرق بين الناس. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما مثلي ومثل ما بعثني الله به كمثل رجل أتى قوما فقال: يا قوم إني رأيت الجيش بعيني وإني أنا النذير العريان، فالنجاء فالنجاء. فأطاعه طائفة من قومه فأدرجوا فانطلقوا على مهلهم فنجوا، وكذبت طائفة منهم فأصبحوا مكانهم، فصبحهم الجيش فأهلكهم واجتاحهم. فذلك مثل من أطاعني فاتبع ما جئت به، ومثل من عصاني وكذب ما جئت به من الحق. عن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليأتين على أمتي كما أتى على بني إسرائيل حذو النعل بالنعل، حتى إن كان منهم من أتى أمه علانية لكان في أمتي من يصنع ذلك. وإن بني إسرائيل تفرقت على 72 ملة، وتفترق أمتي على 73 ملة، كلهم في النار إلا ملة واحدة. قالوا: من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال: ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. وعن عمر رضي الله عنه: سألت ربي عن اختلاف أصحابي من بعدي، فأوحى إلي: يا محمد، إن أصحابك عندي بمنزلة النجوم من السماء، بعضها أقوى من بعض، ولكل نور، فمن أخذ بشيء مما هم عليه من اختلافهم فهو عندي على هدى. وقال: أصحابي كالنجوم، بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وعن بلال بن الحارث المزني رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحيا سنة من سنتي قد أميتت بعدي، فإن له من الأجر مثل أجور من عمل بها، من غير أن ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. ومن ابتدع بدعة ضلالة لا يرضاها الله ورسوله كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من عمل بها، لا ينقص ذلك من أوزارهم شيئا. وعن عمرو بن عوف رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدين لا يأرز إلى الحجاز كما تأرز الحية إلى جحرها، ولا يعقلن الدين من الحجاز معقل الأروية من رأس الجبل. إن الدين بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ، فطوبى للغرباء وهم الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من بعدي من سنتي.
These are a few ahadith explaining to us the obedience of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obedience of the Sahaba ikram, and following the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Khulafa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Pak has kept our total success in deen. And what is deen? Whatever Muhammadur Rasulullah sallam has brought and given to us. Jami'u ma ja'a bihi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever he has brought and given it to us, whether it's our imaniyat, our beliefs, whether it's our ibadat, our different forms of worship, whether it is our mu'amalat, our dealings with one another, whether it's our mu'asharat, our social lives, how we live with one another, our akhlaq, our character, every aspect of our life, Rasulullah SAW has given us teachings. So if we follow the way of Muhammad SAW, we shall be successful. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says, once some malaika, some angels came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he was fast asleep. Amongst themselves, amongst his malaika, amongst his angels, they are talking. Some of them said, he is sleeping. The others said, no, his eyes are sleeping, but his heart is fully awake and conscious. Then they said that this companion of yours, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's explain an example regarding him. But others said, he is sleeping, so he will not understand, he will not be able to hear us. Again, some of them said, his eyes are sleeping, but his heart is fully awake. Then they said that he is an example, like the example of a person that built a house. And after building this house, he organized a very, very lavish feast in this house, like an opening ceremony. Everyone must come and eat at this house. Then he sent someone to invite the people to come and eat from this feast. So whosoever was invited and they accepted the invitation, they entered the house and they ate and they partook of that meals. And whoever did not accept that invitation and did not accept the inviter, they could not enter that house. And they could not partake from that meals. So now this malaika speaking against among themselves, that explained this so that he may understand it. So some of them said, no, he is sleeping. The others said, no, his eyes are sleeping, but his heart is fully awake. Then they said, the house that was built is Jannat. And the da'i, the inviter, is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whoever obeys and accepts the invitation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has verily obeyed Allah. And whosoever has disobeyed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has disobeyed Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one that will differentiate between people, that this person will be on haq, this person will be on batil. Those that will obey him will be from Hizbullah, and those that will disobey him will be from Hizbul Shaitan. Those that will obey him will be able to enter into that house of Jannat, and those that disobey him will not be able to enter into Jannat. May Allah Pak make us from those that obey him. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my example, an example of what Allah has sent me with, is like the example of a person who comes to a people, a community, and very, very loudly he announces, O people, verily I have seen an army with my own eyes. With these eyes of mine, I have seen an army. وَإِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْعُرْيَانُ And I am a naked warner. In pre-Islamic times, the days of Jahiliya, if any important announcement had to be made, then that person used to go around naked and announcing. Because this will attract the attention of the people. If a person in normal clothing goes around announcing, people will not pay attention. But now a person naked is running around and announcing, people think, what's wrong with him? And they start this thing, what he's saying. So it became a proverb that Inni anan nadhirul uryan. Although obviously Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do this, but it became a proverb that I am a naked warner to you. Fan naja. So save yourselves from this army that's about to pounce upon you. So some people, they accepted what he said, they obeyed him, and they start moving away from there. Because this was a very powerful army that's going to attack. And they slowly, slowly moved away, and they were saved. But there was another group of people that rejected what this warner was saying. No, you are speaking lies. There's no such thing. No army is going to attack us. And next morning we see that army attacked them and destroyed them and totally uprooted them. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that is the example of those people that obeyed me and followed what deen I brought and had given. And those that disobeyed me and did not accept the deen that I brought and given. Those that followed and obeyed my deen, they will be successful. Those that will not follow, they will be unsuccessful. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a time will come upon my ummah, like how the Bani Israel, my ummah will also start following the Bani Israel, hadwan na'li bin na'al, exactly like how one shoe matches the other shoe. You will not find two different shoes. How this shoe is same like the other shoe. One pair of shoes, both are same. So what fitnas and what problems they found in the Bani Israel, my ummah will be doing the same things also. Same like the Bani Israel. So much so that if among the Bani Israel someone made zina with his mother openly, it will also happen in my ummah also. Someone will do it like will do that in my ummah also. And verily the Bani Israel were divided into 72 different groups and sects. And my ummah will be divided into 73 sects. Each and every one of them will be in the fire of Jahannam, illa millata wahida, except one sect. Sahaba ikram asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be that one successful group? Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi replied, that upon which I and my companions are, if they follow that, they will be the successful ones. In one hadith, Umar radiallahu anhu says, I asked that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I asked my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the difference of opinions amongst my companions after I pass away. So may Allah reveal to me that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily your companions in my sight are like the stars in the sky. Some whose light is very, very bright, and others whose light is a bit dimmer. Some are stronger than the others. But each and every one of the stars have got nur, have got light. So whosoever takes from the light of any one of them, then that person will be upon hidayah. From whichever light of the star you take, guidance will be upon hidayah, upon guidance. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my sahaba are like guiding stars. Whomsoever you follow, you shall be rightly guided. May Allah make us from the true followers of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whosoever revives my sunnah that has died after me, and he's revived the sunnah, then verily he will get the reward of that person who will practice upon it without that the original person's reward getting diminished in any way. And whosoever starts off a bid'ah, an innovation, something new in deen, and Allah is not happy with it also, Rasulullah is not happy with it also, he will get the sin of it. And whosoever will follow him after that, all the sin will become upon him, and those people's sin also will not decrease in any way. May Allah Pak protect us. Amr bin Auf radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that verily the deen will go back and return to Hijaz, like how a snake returns back to its snake hole. Hijaz is that place, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, the Arabian Peninsula, where deen began from. A time will come and deen will come back to this place. Like how a snake goes back into its hole, deen will come back to Hijaz. And deen will come back to Hijaz, like how a mountain goat climbs up the mountain, goes right up to the peak of that mountain. So deen will go back to its original place also. This deen began in a very, very strange form. It was something very strange in the beginning. And it will return back in that strange manner, like how it had begun. فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. So glad tidings for those غُرَبَى. Who are those غُرَبَى? They are those people who revive and correct and rectify my sunnah that has been destroyed by the people. After the people have destroyed my sunnah, they bring it back alive. They revive my sunnah. They bring it alive once again. These are the غُرَبَى. They will be the fortunate ones. Glad tidings for these people. Respected elders and dear brothers, see that Allah Pak has kept our success in deen and the effort of deen and following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every other way is balalat, gumrahi, batil, is not accepted in the sight of Allah. Only the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is accepted in the sight of Allah. Who taught Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born an orphan. He had no teachers. No one taught him. أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي. My Rabb made my adab, taught me adab, and he taught me in the most beautiful manner. One man all alone. And the deen of Islam has come alive in the entire world. Not only one community, one area, one locality, one people, or just for one specific era or time. No, till the day of Qiyamah, the deen has come alive in the entire world. And the deen encompasses every aspect of our lives. From A to Z, from the time a baby is born, grows up, becomes an old person and passes away. And in that everything comes in. The education system, the medical system, the spreading of deen, the different armies have to move in the world, the police force, this system, that system, the accounting system, every system. Now this had to be taught by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Sahaba Ikram. Everything. So every way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah Pak taught him directly. Even medicine also, Allah Pak taught him directly. Clothing also, Allah Pak taught him directly. How to sleep, Allah Pak taught him directly. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, is wahi from the side of Allah. So if you want to become the beloved of Allah, you have to follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ourselves, and we encourage others also. So alhamdulillah, regarding this, inshallah, tomorrow a very, very important program will be taking place in this masjid from Asr to Isha. Yeah? Aimed not only at the youth, but at everyone, because everyone is a youth here. Some youth got black beards, some youth got white beards, some youth the beard is still growing, but everyone is youth. Yeah? So everyone is invited, and we have to bring all our students, our youngsters, sons, grandsons, bring everyone. So that each and every one of us can partake of the Mubarak gathering that will be taking place here. Inshallah, from Asr to Maghrib, the reports will be taken from different individuals, institutions, Darul Ulum, universities, schools, colleges, etc. How the effort of deen is taking place in the different localities, etc. And then after Maghrib will be the main bayan, tashkil will be made, Jamaat will be going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some may will be going out, some will not be going out. So those that are not going out, how to spend the time correctly also in the holidays? How to spend our time in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inshallah, after Isha, supper will be served for everyone. So humble appeal is made for all of us to come and bring everyone else along also. All of us will try, inshallah. Allah pakulifa sofiq to mikamal. Inshallah, Asr, Jamaat tomorrow will be 5 o'clock Jamaat. Azan will be at 4:45 and Jamaat will be at 5 o'clock inshallah. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to make amal.
Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Rabbana waj'alna muslimin lak wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatik ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.